In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. He's on assignment. CEOs from America's largest banks were on Capitol Hill Wednesday. The last time this group testified in front of the House Financial Services Committee, we were in the depths of the financial crisis. This time, Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports, the banks want to loosen rules put in place because of the crisis.
The bank CEOs argued against requirements that they raise a certain amount of capital to make sure they stay solvent in a future crisis.
At what point is stable enough, and at what point do you need to grow?
James Gorman of Morgan Stanley, Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase, and Bank of America's Brian Moynihan argued that high capital requirements stifle lending.
That's $140 billion of loans we could do, as Jamie said, in terms of rural small business lending that we can't do today because the capital has to be held without risk.
That's simply the wrong way to be thinking about capital.
NYU business professor Lawrence White says the safeguard is not like a reserve. It requires banks to use a certain amount of their own money rather than just relying on deposits from customers.
They had way too little skin in the game, and that is what really brought us to the brink of disaster.
The International Monetary Fund says a 15% capital requirement could have prevented most of the bank bailouts during the financial crisis. The current U.S. capital requirement for the biggest banks is 10%. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.